WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You know, you can't be born in the bourgeoisie and write this kind of movie. I've been really close from this character. And I think in the film, I don't pass judgment on the people. I just look at them and I use them as a painter. I just look around me and I paint like people have been doing before.
Jean-Claude Lauzon paints with a film camera. His first film is a French-Canadian thriller called Night Zoo, and it has hit Canada with a jolt. In the beginning of Night Zoo, shortly before the main character is released from prison, he is raped. He subsequently rapes his girlfriend. The film travels through the subterranean depths of Montreal in fits of violence, rage, and revenge. It's a world that Jean-Claude Lauzon knows intimately. Night Zoo has just won 13 Genie Awards, that's the Canadian Oscar. One reviewer called it probably the most assured, sophisticated first film ever produced in Canada, and certainly the most amoral.
I think for sure this may look like a rough film compared to the American movie, but when you look at lots of European film, it's not that, you know, that violent or that... What is really funny is because when we were at Cannes Festival, lots of people were talking about the violence in the film. And compared to, you know, Chuck Norris movie and stuff like that, when you start a movie with, it's not the plastic blood. The problem with my film for some people is because they believe the character. And they believe there's some more violence than what they are in the film because they truly believe in the character.
Your new movie is a French-Canadian film. Are there certain hazards in making a film in French from Canada? I mean, do you get much distribution with a French-Canadian film?
For sure, if I was born in New York, it would be totally, totally different. An English film, when you start with a French-Canadian film, when you have to understand that even French people don't understand our language, we have to go French subtitle in France.
I mean, if you sent a French-Canadian film to France, it would have to be subtitled because the dialects are different?
Yeah, sure.
Is there a separate French film industry in Canada?
Yes, I mean, I think there's two separate, really totally different culture with totally different approach. One of the problem with the, and it's not really a problem, it's a reality, with the most talent young English director is as soon as they do have talent because they can express themselves in English really well, they just jump on the border and they don't have an history, a big background of strong director who have been staying in English-Canadian side. Norman Jewison is one of the only people who have been back and tried to help really strongly the Canadian industry cinema. But as a French-Canadian, even if I want to jump on the other side, I have to run faster and, you know, my film, you know, lots of Canadian English film I saw by American people, but French-Canadian film, they don't look at it. You know, it's too much work and it's harder for us to cross the border.
So in that respect, the French-Canadian film industry has perhaps grown stronger than the English-speaking Canadian film industry.
I mean, it's not a question of choice. It's not because we're so pure. It's just because we have to stay there and keep going in this kind of film. There were some time, I have to admit, there were some time when really strong director like Jutras and this kind of people, it was a statement to say we're going to do it in French and Canadian French. It was a statement at the time.
So do you want to make English-speaking films in America? Is that an ambition of yours, if you're accepted?
No, it's not. I'm not waiting to be accepted. I'm not waiting to... it's not really an ambition of us. I'm sure if I did have the if I do have the chance to shoot in France, or in France, Paris, or shoot in New York, I would prefer to shoot in New York because I do feel close. If you look at the film, I do feel really close to be influenced by American cinema than European film. But it's not really an objective for me. The main objective right now is to take the time to go back on my feet and find a reason to make another film. When I did Un Jour la Nuit, I was having a reason. And if I can put my hand on a good script, you know, I would be really pleased to make a conversation or a film like A Taxi Driver. But I've been really influenced by lots of your great director here.
You were briefly in reform school. How did you wind up there?
Stealing purse, stealing car, chasing people around with baseball bat, and you know, like everybody do from when you're born in this kind of place, and you want to have fun.
Now, I read about you that it was in reform school that you were first introduced to filmmaking. Is that right?
No, that's not true. What did happen? It's I was going out and with the people I was talking about, the underground people who was making bang and stuff like that, and I was about 16, 17, and these people were really taking really well care of me, and they teach me how to drive a car, how to stole one, and I was going out with these people often. And what did happen? I was writing at the same time. I've been writing since I was really, really young. And somebody picked up something that I wrote. He was from National Film Board. His name was Andrei Petrovsky. And he did read it, something that I wrote, and start to look for me in Montreal for about 1 year and a half or 1 year. And he didn't find me. He gave me an appointment at the National Film Board. And I was blue collar at the time. I was working as a labor man. And he invited me to meet him at National Film Board. And I thought he was gay because most of the adults at the time who did take care of me were gay. And what did happen when I met him? He say, you wrote that? And I say, yes. He say, in 15 years, you're going to be really well known, or you're going to be in psychiatrist hospital. And he say, I want you to go back to school. And I say, I don't want to go back to school. And say, you are a filmmaker. You don't know that, but you have to make movie. And I said, I don't want to make movie. And I didn't know why this guy invited me. And he invited me home, at his home. And I start to meet their artists and painter and lots of people who influenced the French culture, and introduced me to these people. But the only thing I did have on my mind at the time, it was to rob his house. I find him so idiot to love me that I say, if I can have the key to come to this place and steal everything was there, because he was quite rich. And he started to kick my ass around to send me back to school. And I was keeping working as a labor man, but except the quality of the people around me changed because of this man, because he invited me to see, to look at theater, to go at National Film Board, looking at film, gave me lots of book about, you know, Baudelaire, Sartre, Zola, all this kind of big writer, and pushed me around to go back to school and say, you have to make a movie, you have to make a movie. And if I'm making movie today, I hold him that, because it wasn't a question of choice, not at all.
So let me see if I have this straight. Andrei Petrovsky from the National Film Board of Canada invited you over to his home in the hopes of interesting you in making a movie, and all you could think of was how you're going to rob his house because he was wealthy?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever take anything from his house?
No, nothing. Nothing. No, well, because...
What changed your mind?
It's just because the first time I get there, people were really, really kind with me, and I lost my aggressivity really, really fast, and... He was an unbelievable man. I was yelling after him all the time, shouting about the bourgeoisie. And he never told me that, you know, give me back my key and stuff like that. We did have been a big fight, and he became my spiritual father. My father was staying living at the time, but he was having second grade. He was a labor man, really, really poor man, and never talked with him. And what did happen, it's with the quality of the people that Andrei Petrovsky get me involved with. Changed totally my life, and you know, send me back to university and going back to school.
When you started to break into movies, did you ever behave in any ways that you realized afterwards were totally inappropriate?
I think, you know, when you you have this sense of be street smart, or you don't lose that. It's funny, you know. I'm making unbelievable money right now, unbelievable money, and it's really hard for me to don't steal a screwdriver once in a while. It's so funny, interesting feeling too. It's crazy, and I've been talking with some of my teacher that I'm good friend with, you know, and they teach at the bad student and stuff like that. And I told them, I say, you know, I'm making unbelievable money right now with my job as a director and publicity and stuff like that. But it's happened once in a while that I still have that in my blood, and it's something funny.
One last thing. Do you think that your success as a filmmaker now is going to be used as an example of how becoming a filmmaker can reform people?
Not really, because, you know, it's so sequential. I think there's lots of business. I met lots of businessmen who have been passing by the same, you know, same kind of life, and I do live really well. The only thing I want to say in finishing this interview, important for me, it's, you know, when I was writing and when I was really young, I was the best of my school when I was as a writer, but I'm born in the labor place and the teacher were really bad. And they know that I was a good writer, but nobody did help me at the time to have good grammar. My grammar as a writer is really, really bad. And I think that if each teacher can pick up one student like Petrovsky did, he wasn't a teacher, but work on one student at a time and help somebody else more than what you are supposed to do in your daytime work. And I do believe in some master. I do believe that... teacher can seriously help one student. Just pick one per class and help him seriously, and you can have result.
Writer and director Jean-Claude Lauzon, his film Night Zoo opens next Wednesday in New York. This is Fresh Air.